Elhamdülillah. 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 Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah. 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 Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huve el-hayyul kayyûm ve tûbü ileyh. Veslûk tevbetü vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. وَاَفْوَ اَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاَفْوَ اَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاَفْوَ اَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاَحْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَانُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكِ يَا قُدُّسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللّٰهِ الْاَوَّلِ يَا اللّٰهِ الْاَخِرِ يَا اللّٰهِ الْظَاهِرِ يَا اللّٰهِ الْبَاطِنِ يَا اللّٰهِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللّٰهُ تَعَالَى وَاَشْهَدُ اَنْ لَا اِلٰهَ اِلَّا اللّٰهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفر لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لو كان البحر مدادا بكلمات ربي لانفد البحر قبل أن تنفد ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى تزئن سوره الكهف Say, if the ocean is willing to write the words of my Lord, the oceans would surely be exhausted before the words of my Lord is finished. We brought the like of it to add to it. And in Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala says, if all the trees on earth were pens, and all the oceans and seven more added to it were ink, the words of Allah Ta'ala will never finish. We all read the Quran al-Kareem, or better said that we all attempt to read the Quran al-Azim. And I know people who reach my age, they retire to their homes and devote all their lives to do nothing but to read the Quran al-Kareem. Do we understand what we read in the Quran al-Kareem? Allah Ta'ala says in those two ayats which I have read to you, that there is no end to his messages. There is no end to his words. Hazreti Mevlana Kudüs-i Serrah-ı Fettahi says indeed, if the Quran al-Azim was the only message of Allah Ta'ala, how come he says that if all the trees were pen and all the heavens paper and all the oceans were ink, the words of Allah Ta'ala would not be exhausted? While the Quran al-Kareem, which we have in our hands, will be written in a couple of hundred pages and a couple of bottles of ink. Hazreti Mevlana also said, that the Quran al-Azim is in Arabic, but certainly Arabic is not the language of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has sent his messages to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, 204,000 prophets from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, in different languages. He claims that the revelations were soundless and wordless. They are like thoughts, and it becomes translated into languages by the blessed person to which it is being revealed. But what is most important to understand is there is an end to the Quran al-Kareem, but there is no end to the words of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor does he speak of himself. It is but revelations revealed to him. So indeed, the words in Arabic comes from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the revelation of Allah Ta'ala which comes to us in a language that we understand. But there is also a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he says, Allah Ta'ala speaks from the lips of Umar radiallahu anhu. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the revelation which came to him, he also recited other hadith Qudsi, which is not in the Quran al-Kareem. Then when he also told us his hadiths, he gave us the instruction, when someone relates to you my words, said he, compare it to the Quran al-Kareem, and if it is in accordance, accept it. If it is not, throw it away. So the Quran al-Kareem becomes a touchstone. Quran al-Kareem becomes the summary. That is why thousands and tens of thousands of volumes have been written in interpretation of the Quran al-Kareem. Now in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, he grants wisdom to whomever he pleases. And whoever is granted wisdom is given a great gift. and none mind but men of understanding. So wisdom is given to the chosen by Allah Ta'ala. What is that wisdom but the message of Allah Ta'ala? And when he ends the ayat saying, and none mind but men of understanding, it means that none other than those who are given wisdom do understand, and if they do not, or those who do not understand, do not mind. And there is another ayat in Surah Al-An'am where Allah Ta'ala says, if you obey most of the people of this world, what does it sound like? Democracy? Right? And if you obey most of the people of this world, they will lead you astray from Allah's way. And finally, Allah Ta'ala also says, and those who remember Allah Ta'ala sitting and standing, lying down, and meditate Allah's creation in the heavens and earth. There is another Quran al-Kareem, vast, to be investigated, to be read. Whatever you see, even whatever you do not see and you imagine, whatever you hear, whatever you touch, whatever you taste, whatever you smell, in this life and in this world, is Ayatullah, is the word of Allah Ta'ala. When you look at the rain, and when you think that someone has picked up tons and tons and tons of fresh water where there is salty water, and left the impurities of the salt and picked up the pure fresh water and flown up in the air and brought it to here where it is needed, and he pours it down. When you think that there was no green few days ago, that the lifeless, mindless earth who mothered and cuddled the seed and said like a mother from its bosom water and sap into it, and it became a tree and leaf. The botanist may come to explain to you how all these processes happen. But nothing happens by itself. Where is the mind who makes the dead earth bring the food to the roots, mother the seed to make a tree and make a glorious sight as we see? where is the mind and the force and the energy which lifts the water from the ocean and purifies it from its salt and transports it here and pours it upon us? Where is the mind who created your eye, your ear, which makes you live, which makes you breathe, and purify your blood? Those, Ibadullah, are part of another Quran. And half of all Quran al-Kareem is abstract and metaphorical and not easy to understand. But these which I am talking to you are much easier to understand. And why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with so many hadith? Are those words his? Indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, he doesn't say anything of himself, but they are not in the Quran al-Kareem. But they are easier to understand because it is in the human language. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much. He has put the essence of his message in that little book which we consider holy, which indeed we should read, we should memorize, we should use it in our prayers. But at every breath, at every sight, at every sound, at every smell, we also should find the words of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, make us of those that you mention who, while sitting and standing or lying down, they remember you and they contemplate your ayat in the heavens and earth. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa sallim.